advocates for the new ordinance are calling it the Union at Home Ordinance. Under the new rules, tenants can form associations and bargain collectively with the landlords. The new bargaining units will be classified as a housing service under San Francisco's rent ordinance. San Francisco Supervisor Aaron Peskin is a backer of the new law. He says big commercial real estate firms like Veritas Investments will have to bargain with tenant associations.
There is no better example of that than Veritas, which now owns some almost 300 buildings in San Francisco and has continued to buy during the pandemic, spending tens of millions of dollars and really not heeding the voices of their tenants, who now, effective today, can start to organize and negotiate in good faith with their property owners.
Peskin says that San Francisco is leading the way with this ordinance in giving tenants a collective voice. Madeline McMillan is a member of a tenants association living in a Veritas building. She told a press conference Monday in San Francisco that her organization is looking forward to bargaining in good faith with Veritas.
And we will bargain in a full range of issues affecting our lives. Communication, construction projects, shadow debt, and yes, rent. Across the country, working people are forming units at some of the biggest companies like Starbucks and Amazon. Mm-hmm. Today, the Veritas Tennis Association says big real estate needs to unionize just like any other industry, and tenants are the ones to do that.
Tiffany McGee is a housing rights attorney with Asian Americans Advancing Justice. She says her group showed what collective action could do when it helped organize a group of Chinatown tenants a few years ago to fight an attempt to evict them.
These tenants, who were mostly elderly, LEP, and low income, stood up for themselves and said, "We're not going to go." So we started working with them to negotiate a settlement. We converted the building into one of the first mixed-use co-ops. And now our office is on the ground floor as an anchor tenant to provide stability for the co-op. Years later, all of these tenants here today and in these envelopes are filing their first certification petitions to create unions in their buildings.
Backers of the new law say that it will help tenants protect themselves from harassment, get necessary repairs, and stop the demolition of the affordable housing. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.